Sausage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mentioned bacon, the outside part of the, or the edge of the bacon there that you might cut off. Now that's
the rind. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. And if you wanted to get some meat, you might go to the grocery store, or you might go to who else, to someone who specializes just in cutting meat. Is the
you go to the butcher.
Mm-hmm. And say if the meat has been kept too long, you'd say the meat has done what?
It's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. And say if you'd kept cheese, or say you kept butter too long. Now, what would you say about butter? Would you say that it's spoiled too, or would you have another word for it?
What is that?
Butter.
Butter. Oh, yes, butter. Mm-hmm. Guess you're rancid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, you mentioned while ago about butchering the hogs and so forth in the fall.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever know of people making something from the meat of the head of the hog?
Is that sauce?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
and then what, make sausage out of it.
Out of the sauce?
No, out of the hog, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
They use those skins, you know, to put the link sausage in.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a dish that was prepared by grinding up the hog liver and cooking that? Did you ever know of anyone making such a dish?
Sausage you grind up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the hog's blood?
Hog's what?
Blood.
I think I've read about it in Europe. They do it sometimes, but they make blood puddings, but I can't imagine anybody eating that stuff.
Me either. I don't think I would eat that. Did you ever hear anybody taking the juice of the head cheese and maybe stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And thick sour milk that you keep on hand. What's that usually?
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what kind of cheese did you make from the clabber?
Well, it's just a kind of a white cheese. It's sort of like, not cottage cheese, but it's on that order.
Mm-hmm. But it is different from cottage
uh-huh.
cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as hoop cheese? Have you ever heard anybody call it?
Hoop cheese is that big yellow cheese that comes in a round container.
Oh.
And they cut off pie-shaped pieces of it, you know, as a rule.
And talking about milk, what was usually the first thing that people did after they milked the cow? They did what to the milk? You had to...
They strained it, I think, and then they cool didn't cook, so a lot of times they churned to make the butter. Butter milk.
And some other things that you might eat, this thing is baked in a deep dish. Maybe it's made with apples and has a crust on top of it. Maybe it has several layers.
Oh, a deep dish apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as
apple cobbler?
Are those two the same thing? A pie and
uh-huh,
a cobbler?
Pie and a cobbler. So deep dish pie is a cobbler. Well, that's what it is.
And say someone has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any name for maybe a sweet liquid that you would pour over a pudding or something?
A sauce.
Mm-hmm. And say you have food taken between meals, between regular meals, that's just what? Just a...
Well, snacks. Mm-hmm. There's too much of that being done.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about eating, you might say, this morning at 7 o'clock,
ate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say